Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Turin. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
The daf we'll be talking about today is Maseches Yevamos on daf Kuf Beis. But since we didn't have time in the previous shiur, and Hayais, it's a very yisaisdik Shas inyan, the very end of the sugya on Kuf Aleph on Beis, I'd like to talk a few minutes on that inyan, and then we'll go weiter to the sugya on Daf Kuf Beis. The Gemara previously had taught us Amr Rav Yehuda, Kagain Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, who was a ger, so even though he's not kosher to be a dayan, however, Mafiknu Mamoina Apum, may I trust him to such a degree that I'll be mighty mamin based on what he says. On this, the Gemara asks, Mafiknu Salka Daitach, is there a havamina you could be mighty mammon based on the testimony of just this one witness? While pishnaim edim amarachmana, we know the Torah teaches us that edis must be ayidei to edim. Elam aranashtar apumei, the Gemara says, of course, it does not mean actually to be mighty mammon based on Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, but rather it means just to be mara the shtar. Pshatim arina l'shtar apumei. There's a machlekes rishonim between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and the Rach brought down in Taisvis. According to Rashi, the kavana marina l'shtar apume just means to say that if Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda would say it's parua, the shtar is paid up, we would not allow the malva to go ahead and collect with the shtar. Rashi in Ksuvis and Af Peheim and Aleph explains the drop more of the sugya, which is the same type of inyan of kimle begave. If someone who I know and I trust tells me the shtar is no good, so the din is lay mikra karina lay v'lay mikva gavinam bay. The din is we do not rip up the shtar, but at the same time we do not allow the malva to collect the loan with the shtar. Taisus asks on Rashi that ain nir lay kain. He does not feel that's accurate shot over here in our sugya marina l'shtar apume, because if that was the case, the Gemara over here should use the exact same terminology that we use in Ksuvis. And therefore, Rabbi Natam and the Rach learned a different pshat in our sugya that marina l'shtar apume means to say that though the malva could be goiva the chayiv with the shtar, however, he has to make a shvua first. And the chiddush over here is, even though we know the din is that any eid achad, whenever he says a shtar is paid up, the din is the malva must now collect only with his shvua. The chiddush over here is though Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda was related either to the Leiva or to the Malva, which normally Eid Echad is not Neman Chai Gavna, over here, since he trusted Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda as being a trustworthy person, the mail of the din is that the Malva could only collect with a Shvua. Now the Rambam in Perikhlef Dal and Mehilta Sanhedrin Alacha Aleph goes with the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Tam. Now Marina L'shtar Apume only helps as far as the person making a Shvua now. However, the Ravid learns like Rashi's pshat, the marina l'shtar apume keeps the shtar in check. The shtar is not ripped up, but the shtar cannot be used to be gaiva either. However, the Rambam over there is maisif, another halacha. The Rambam writes, "V'chein mi shabav etan sheyesh leipikadin etzel pleini shemeis b'lei tzava." If someone comes along and says that he has a chayfetz by a certain person who died, and the person did not leave any tzava, Benasan simanim uvakin, and he gave clear simanim, the loyhayazatayin ruggedly kanazlabayazeshames. This person who's claiming this was not accustomed to go into this person's house, so there's no reason why he should know the simanim in this fellow's object. Zakhtar Rambam yodaha dayin shazeames enai amud liyos lechefetzeh. If the dayin knows that this dead man is not wealthy enough, doesn't make sense that he owns such an object. And he relies upon the fact that this is not the chayfetz of the dead man. The Rambam says we are mighty, the object from the yarshin. You give it to this wealthy man who gave the simanim. The Rambam writes, and so is anything similar to this. Rambam writes, the reason is she'ein adavar maser el libo shel dayon. The thing is given over to the heart of the dayan, sheyadim kafima sheyirolai shudin emes. He should paskin based on what he seems to him is the truthful judgment. The Rambam ends off in kain lamet yichatayr shnei edim. If so, why did the Torah say there's a din of shnayim edim? Shebizman Shiavai Lufnei Adayin Shnei Edim. The reason is that when two Edim come in front of Adayin, Yodin Al Pi'ei Dusan, we pask him based on their testimony, Afalbi She'en Yodea, Im Emes Im Sheker. Even though the Adayin doesn't know whether it's true what they said or not. Pashtus, the Rambam is Mashma, that he holds this Chiddush Din, that something that the Adayin knows to be true, is Noeg by Dini Maminis, works Ad Kidei Kach, that he was bothered, that if so, why do we need Edim? And he's Mechadish and Echanami, the Chiddush is, that in a case where the Adayin does not know if the Edim are saying the truth or not, Afilu Hachid is Gzeres HaKasav, to be Mekabel them. Which would be Masha from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds Ad Kidei Kach, this svar works even Lahaiti Mamin. And so brings the Kaivet Shi'urim and Chelek Bey, Simon Lamed Ches, Rabbi Chanan brings down Meshem the Tumim, Vizel Lashainai, Bedine Mamanis, the Ivri Sahad, the El Lashakri. When it comes to Dine Mamanis, where the whole purpose of witnesses, anyways, is just to establish the truth, and this bar of Bezin show MS Afilum Efa Pereach, Maitzian Mamin. If Bezin knows the thing to be true, even if they heard it from a flying bird, the din is that you're a mighty mammon. However, this is a davar pella ad ma'ay. This is tamua b'yayser. If so, how do we understand the question of the Gemara in our sugya? When the Gemara originally thought that what we meant to say is that Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda would be believed to be mighty mammon, on that the Gemara asked, Maitzian mammon salte daitach api shnaim edim amarachmana. How can he be mighty mammon? You know, is a din al pishnaim edim. L'chayr, this seems to fly in the face of the Tumim and the Rambam, where the Rambam has a question, what do I need edim for? L'chayr, it goes kafi ra'is hadayan. And how will the Tumim as well resolve this Gemara? According to the Tumim, he says, by mamim where it's like every sadi al shakri, as long as Bezin knows it's true, that's good enough to be mighty mamim. If so, what was the Gemara's question of al pishnaim edim amarachmana? Perhaps you can answer the Shitas HaTumim and the Rambam based on the Yisoid of the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Chaf Gimel. The Chinuch writes that there's a mitzvah Shalelachtech Dain Al Pi Eid Achad, not to paskin based on the testimony of one aid. V'zel Shainai, the Chinuch writes, Mishar Shea Mitzvah, L'Mishayetze Lev Ha'adam Ra, L'Pa'amim Yalad B'Libay Tina HaVeray, the Sharish of the mitzvah is because a person has a bad in his heart, and sometimes a person will have something against his friend. Afilum yia adam betachlis hakosher, even if someone is a tremendous tzaddik, but lo yinatzel michet lepa'amim. V'af ki yamid adam yamim rabim bedarki hayosher, even if someone for many years of his life stood in the right path, eina min hanimna l'sapit machshavta l'rashia. It's not minanimna that it will change around one day and begin to do things that are bad. Al Kain therefore writes the Chinuch who roi v'kashra adavar shleilismach alev ha'adam lanush chaveir al piv. It's nachayim v'kashra adavar not to be saimach on the testimony of a person to go ahead and be anish based on his mouth. From the Chinuch we see a Yisai. The Chinuch who was one of the Rishonim, the Ra'ah. The Yisai where we're not mekabel edus from an eid achad is Gzeres HaKasav, because Ula, he's Meshaker. And this is Gzeres HaKasav, the Chinuch writes, no matter who the person is. Therefore, we can say the Rambam and the Tumim, their whole Chiddush Din was only where the Dayan is being mighty Mammon, Mikayach, his own Yediya. Well, Mashal, where the person came in and gave Simanim on this object. And the Mace is someone who definitely cannot afford such a thing. And therefore, it's Nechshav, Ki'il, the Dayan has his own Yediya that this thing is true. Mashengin Kolzman, that we use the parsha of Eidos, Kolzman Eidacha comes in, and we're doing it based on his testimony, that goof is the Xeris HaKasav, that even though a person is trustworthy, the din is not to be mighty mammon and do ancient based on the testimony of Eidacha. And therefore, even like the Rambam and the Tumim, that's the Pirchas HaGemara, Maitzia mammon Salka Daitach, it's Xeris HaKasav, which does not make any difference whether the person is Ish Neman or not. And even the Tumim is Meduyik. The Tumim says that if Bezin hears from Aifa Pereach, and they know that it's true, we can be mighty Mammon based on that. It's Bedavka, he took a case of Aifa Pereach, where it's a bird just flying in the sky, and somehow Bezin knows that it's for sure true. However, Kolzman, it's a person coming in who's saying a Eidos, so then there's Exeris HaKasav, L'yokam Eidecha V'ish, that al zagufa, the Torah said, "Exeris akasim nati mekabel a edus that tuzay for einish based on eid achad." And according to this, the question of the Rambam, when the Rambam asks a question, so what do we need Shnei Edim for? Well, the Rambam should have just answered, well, we need to aid them in cases where you're coming to be mighty mammon. The answer is that the Rambam was never bothered when's it negeya to have to aid them. Because if that was the case, the Rambam should have gave a simple answer. You need it to be mighty mammon. You need it where the Bezdin does not know what went on over here. The answer is the Rambam was just bothered, more of a lamdisha question. The Rambam was bothered, if I'm telling you, the dini mammonis is decided based on the idea of the dayan. So if so, how come the Torah makes a whole thing about edus? Al pi shnaya edim yakum davar, as if edim are the ones who are keveya when it comes to dini mammonis as well. On that, the Rambam answers, true, there is something special about edim, about testimony. And when it comes to edus, it's not dependent upon whether the dayan knows it to be true or not. Even though the Rambam writes, Eini Yodea Im Emes Im Sheker, he has no clue that these Edim are telling the truth or not. Afilu Hachid is Exeris HaKas to be Chaytich the Din, to Paskin Halacha based on Edus, even by Dinei Mammonis. Masha Enkein calls man the dayan has his own Yodea, he knows for sure this thing is true, so then there's Halacha that the dayan is allowed to be Paskin based on his Yodea. The Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, we see this is how he understands the concept of Edus as well. The Rambam says the din that we listen to a Navi, when a Navi gives a sign, the Torah says to listen to him. Dr. Rambam, even though it's very possible that the sign was Kishuv, it was made up, the Rambam says it makes no difference. The Torah tells us, listen to a Navi who produces a sign. The same way the Torah tells us, listen to Edim, though you don't know whether they said Emes or Sheker. So you see, the Rambam's understanding of Edus is Exeris HaKasuv. Al pi shnayim Edim Yakum Davar. We'll just end off with this. Rabbi Chanan in Kaivet Shiurim in Chelek Aleph on Maseches Baba Kama Eis Mem Hei brings down a Chakira. There's a Shaila in Taisvis when I have two witnesses going up against two other witnesses and one group of witnesses has a Migu, are they more believed than the second Kat? Taisvis has two opinions, Machlekes, whether they have more Kayach over the other. Rabbi Chanan says it's Tali in the Yesaitis de Keshayla, we know Trei Kameya, which means to say, once I have two witnesses going up against two other witnesses, even if I add to one of the sides another 100 witnesses, it makes no difference. Trei Kameya. So after Rabbi Chanan, we could clarify Shaila, what is the understanding? Why is it that way? Why is two like 100? Rabbi Chanan says we can understand it in one of two ways. Either because Edus itself creates the greatest birur possible, it creates the greatest raya that there is in the world, and therefore adding more edim is not going to add anything more to the cup of water. The cup of water is already full. Or perhaps, Dr. Rabbi Chanan, the gather of Trei Kameya is, the reason why two witnesses against 100 witnesses is the same thing, is not because edus is the greatest birur in the world, but rather edim just gives you a kayach of edus. So you can add another 100 witnesses. It's not giving you more. It's still the same kayach of Edus. Rabbi Chanan says that's the nafkamin in the two terutzim of Taisvis. If I say that Edus gives you the greatest kayach habir in the world, so if I add a migu to one side, it's not going to tip the scales because we already have 100% on either side. Mashenki and the other tarets that Taisvis holds, Trei Kameya, is not because I have the greatest beer in the world. Just the pshat is, I already have a kayach of edus. So adding more edim doesn't give you more of a kayach of edus. You already have kayach of edus. Mashenken, if I add a migo, which is a different angle, a different type of birur, so over there, a migo could help one kat override the other kat. This is Tali in the Rambam that we just spoke out. The Rambam understands that Zegzer Sakasuv, we listen to edim, even though we have no clue whether they said emes or sheker, would be mashmal like the Sadr of Chanan, that the Kayach Edus is a Xeris HaKasuv. The Torah says we listen to Edim, but not because it produces the greatest beer in the world. Let's move now to the Sugya on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us, Va'amar Rava, Ger Donis Chaveir Min HaTorah, a Ger is allowed to judge a fellow Ger Min HaTorah, because the Miyat Asayim Tasim Alach HaMelech Mikar V'Achacha, only upon you is there this t'nai that it has to be mikarev achecha, but a ger could judge his fellow ger. According to Rashi, the entire sugya is dealing with dinei nefashis, that a ger is able to judge his fellow ger friend, even when it comes to a question of life and death. However, Rashi says when it comes to dinei mammonis, a ger is even able to judge a Yisrael. The Gemara continues according to Rashi, and it says, "Im haisi imay miYisrael." However, if a ger's mother is from Klal Yisrael, if he was born from a regular Jewish mother, the din is a yachal ladin afil Yisrael, even if his father is a ger, but if his mother is a regular Yisraelis, so then he's even able to judge another Jew, dinei nefashos. However, as far as chalitza is concerned, the Gemara ends off on that. There's a third level that the din is tzarech she'aviv v'imay me'Yisrael. Both this person's father and mother have to be a Yisrael to begin with. The siva nikra shemay b'Yisrael. The din is that it needs to be mikol hatzadim a Yisrael. Both his father and mother have to be me'Yisrael in order to be a dayan when it comes to chalitza. That is the Tzuras HaSigya according to Rashi. However, Taisus and the Tais Sarash are Chelik and Rashi, Tais Yishanim as well, earlier on Memhei on the Beis, they hold that our entire Sigya is talking about Dinei Mamonis. And only by Dinei Mamonis do we say that a Ger is allowed to judge his fellow Ger. However, by Dinei Nefashis, even a Ger to judge his fellow Ger is possible when it comes to Dinei Nefashis. The Rashi over here in Siman Beis also learns like Taisvis that the soul of a ger is even when it comes to Dinei Mamonis. However, the Rashi asks on his Shita, if the pshat is that a ger is pasul, even as far as Dinei Mamonis is concerned, so why did the Gemara previously need a special limo to tell me that a ger is pasul to be a dayan when it comes to Chalitza? Pshita, obviously a ger is pasul even for Dinei Mamonis. Why should Chalitza be any better? The Rashi gives a few terutzim. Number one, he says, I could have said that as far as the pash the psul, however, if the Balei Dvarim agree upon themselves, they're willing to have this ger as a dayan. So the din is that when they're mekabel upon themselves the dayan, they're allowed to have someone who generally is patzel as a dayan. And therefore, the gzeres hakasul by chalitza is that even chai gavna, a ger is still patzel. Or the Rashi says, the chiddush is that even a ger judging a fellow ger is not allowed to be a dayan when it comes to chalitza. When it comes to dinei mamonis, a ger could judge a fellow ger. Or the Rashi gives a third teretz, that the emes is that a ger, there's no problem per se with him judging a Yisrael. The only issue is that he does not have the kayach kafiya. This tnai of soim tasim alecha melech mikarev achecha, which is applicable to a dayan as well, Rashi says because a dayan is similar to a melech. Or Rashi says, because it says, Saim Tasim, which is Marba, many Simais, many positions of power. However, this Tanai is only when the Dayan is in a position of power. However, if he's not enforcing anything, it's just a question to make a judgment. So over there, a Ger Be'atzim would be Kasher as well as a Dayan. And therefore, we need a special Xer Sakasa by Chalitza, that when it comes to Chalitza, however, a Ger cannot be a Dayan. Now the Rashba writes that according to Rashi, it comes out from our Sugya, once it's Imay Me Yisrael, it's already considered Mikarev Achecha, and therefore he's even able to judge Dinei Nefashos. Hu Adin, the Rashba says, should come out according to Shitas Rashi, that when Menegea other Sraris as well, Menegea other positions of power, Kozman, his mother is Me Yisrael, even if his father is a Ger, it's called Mikarev Achecha. Ask the Rashba, but we have a Sugya Masechtas Saita on Daf Mem Aleph on the Beis, but the Gemara teaches us that at one point Nischaivu Seneim Shel Yisrael Kalaya, Klal Yisrael became a Chliya Misa because Agrifas had taken over the position of king, and Amulel Agrifas had reached the Pasuk that Leisakim Alecha Ishnachri, one cannot put upon himself, one Klal Yisrael cannot accept a king who is an Ishnachri, and Agrifas began to cry. They told Agrifas, don't cry, Achinu Ata, you're our brother, and you could be king. The Rashba says, L'chara, according to Rashi, that once it's Imay Me Yisrael, so indeed it's called Mikarev Achecha. So how come the Gemara says that they were Nischayev Kloya, that they were Machnef him? They flattered him, even though it wasn't true, the halacha was that he was not allowed to be king. According to Rashi's Mahalach, once it's Imay Me Yisrael, it's called Mikarev Achecha. And Agrifas indeed was Imay Me Yisrael. And this the Rashba explains a Yisoid Gadol, that a Melech is different than Dinei Nefashis and other positions of power. By a Melech, the din is that he needs to be Meyuchas Ligamri, that both his father and mother are Meyisrael. The Rashba says, where do we know this? Because Be'emes in the Pasuk it says two times Achecha. It says in the beginning, Mikarev Achecha Tasim Alecha Melech. Mikarev Achecha, he says, is a language, a terminology which is used dafka from someone who's a meyuchas, which means to say that in order to be a king, Tasim Alecha Melech, there's a tnai that you need Mikarev Achecha, that he should be that Yisrael from his father and Yisrael being his mother as well. However, there's a second pasuk of the Rashba. Leisucha Laseis Alecha Ish Nachri Asheloi Achichahu. It doesn't say Mikarev Achecha, it says, but you cannot put on a stranger who is not Achicha. That only means to say someone who is not considered Achicha Bechlau. Menegei other Sraras, there is not such a strict halacha that it has to be Mikarev Achecha, that both the father and mother are Yisrael. But Al-Kopanim, even as far as other Sraras are concerned, there is a din in Al-Kopanim, it has to be Achecha. And this that our Sigya brings down, that by Imam Yisrael, it is a kiyum of Mikarev Achecha. L'chayr, according to this explanation, we're saying that in order to satisfy Mikarev Achecha, you need both father and mother. The Rashba says, Enechanami, it's really lav b'dafka over here. Over here we're not talking about a king, but we're talking about other positions of power. And over there, all you really need is that it should be called Achecha. And therefore, Imam Yisrael is good enough. He says, the Gemara is really being simech on that. The Gemara is just lav dafka, we just brought down the beginning part of the pasuk. But the kavan of the Gemara is that as long as it's Imam Yisrael, so then he's kasher even to judge din nefashis, because it's not considered ishnachri. It comes out that the Rashba that by din nefashis, it needs to be a little bit similar to a melech, that al-kopan you need Imam Yisrael, but a melech needs from shnei tzadim. However, the Rashba is bothered by this. He says it comes out, and when it comes to chalitza, you need to be both father and mother may Yisrael. And when it comes to dinah nefashis, it suffices just if his mother's may Yisrael. Comes out chalitza is more chamer even than dinah nefashis. He says that can't be. And therefore the Rashba Lufia MS learns by imay may Yisrael is only enough for dinah mamonis. However, dinah nefashis as well has a din like chalitza that you need both may Yisrael, both aviv and imay. Now the Gemara had taught us that as far as Chalitza is concerned, one needs Aviv V'imay Me Yisrael. Rashi learns Kipshutai that B'negei Chalitza is a din for the dying to be kosher. Both his father and mother must be Yisrael, because be Yisrael of the pasuk is Mashma Shehei Yisrael Mikol Tzadin. However, Taisus learns the Kavanas HaGemara is that Imay Me Yisrael does not suffice, but rather the Iker is Tali only in the father being Me Yisrael. And even if the mother is a Giyaris, that's not a problem. As long as it's Ava Me Yisrael, that's good enough. And he says, I'll prove this. Because even B'negea Yichus, when it comes to Kahuna, as long as the person's father is Me Yisrael, the din is that that daughter is kosher to marry a Kayin. Like the Gemara says in Asar Yuchsin and Kedushin and Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph. The Mela Zok Taisviz Hu Adin. It only makes sense to say that as far as being kosher as a dayan as well, it's enough just to have Aviv Me Yisrael. Now the Shara Melech in Perek Aleph Halacha Dal and Mehilchus Melachim is matmiya on the words of Taisvis. He says from Taisvis' mashma that he's saying that to kaveya, to decide whether a dayan is kosher l'chalitza, is dependent upon whatever is kosher as far as yichus, as far as kahuna is concerned. Zok v'Shara Melech, so then it should come out, and even if the father is a ger and the mother is a Yisraelis, the son should be able to be kasher as a dayan. Because the din is, as far as kasher l'kahuna is concerned, a girl who comes from a father who's a ger and the mother is a Yisraelis, the din is that the daughter is kasher l'kahuna. Al karchach, since the halacha is that when it comes to being a dayan, that is not true. If the father is a ger, even Taisus agrees, the son is not kosher to be a dayan. Al karchach b'negei chalitza, there's a special zayas hakasuv of Yisrael. And if so, what is Taisus far to say that it's good enough just to have avim Yisrael, the same way we find by kahuna? The Shara Melech explains that Taisus just means to say that I could have thought that the way we decide about the status of a child has to do with the father and the mother. On that, Taisus says that the same way we see when it comes to yichus of kahuna, provided that the father has a certain yichus, automatically that makes the child kashul kahuna, as long as there is no avera involved in the marriage. So Mela Zok Taisus, who didn't make sense to say that the kvius of what the shame of the vlad is, what the status of the child is merely dependent upon the yichus of the father. And therefore, Taisa says, provided that the father is Yisrael, that should be enough to give the child a shame Yisrael as far as being a dayan l'chalitza. But of course, in a chanami, kahuna has different halachas than chalitza. Kahuna, even if the father is a ger, the din is the child is kashal kahuna. However, Taisa just means to bring out the point that b'negea yichus, we don't look at the mother. The Shamel says that this concept that's coming out from Taisvis, that Taisvis is willing to establish the status of the Vlad based on the father, and if the father is a ger, the child will have a shame ger as far as being apostle a dayan for chalitza. He says this concept we already see in the words of the Ran in Masechtas Kedushin on Daf Lamed Amud Beis Bedafi Harif, where the Ran writes, the halacha is that a ger that marries a Yisraelis, the child has a shame ger, and he's mutter b'mamzeres, he's mutter to marry a mamzeres. So we see this idea that the shame, the yichus of gerus, if the father's a ger, it gives the child a shame ger as well. What comes out from our sugya is we have a very fundamental machlekes between Rashi and Taisus when it comes to chalitza. According to Rashi, the dayan must have both father and mother meyisrael. And according to Taisus, provided that the father's meyisrael, that's enough, because the Shem Yichus is totally in the Av. L'chair, the beer of the Machlaikis over here between Rashi and Taisvis is on a fundamental Machlaikis, how to understand how exactly to learn the Psul of B'Yisrael. According to Rashi, there's a new Gzer Sakasuv, that someone must have both parents to be Yisraelim in order to be Kasher, to be a Dayan by Chalitza. According to Taisvis, Taisvis does not understand it that way. Taisus understands the reason why there'd be a psul, that it lacks in Yisrael, is only if it carries over to the child somehow. The Hainu, there's no stam gzeres akasav according to Taisus that both parents have to be Meyisrael. The only reason why there'd be a problem is because since the father is not Meyisrael, therefore the child who wants to be the Dayan will lack in the Shem Yisrael. And therefore Taisus says, provided that I see from the Sugya and Kedushin, that as far as Yichus is concerned, the father alone suffices, so therefore I don't care about the status of the mother, even if the mother is a Giyaris, provided the father is a Yisrael, the child now has a full Shem Yisrael, and therefore he's able to be a Dayan as far as Chalitza is concerned. And this is the way the Berachos Avraham as well understands the aside of the Machlokes here between Rashi and Taisvis. Is it the Pshat, there's a new soul called Be Yisrael, that a new gzeres akasav that both parents have to be Yisrael, or is the gather of the psul be Yisrael to say that the shame of the vlad has to be a shame Yisrael and not a shame ger? The Gemara brings down a machlekes between Rabba and Rav Yosef what Rav Kahana Marav had said. Rabba says that Rav Kahana said with shame Rav, if Eliyahu HaNavi will come and say to do chalitza with a minol, which is a shoe made out of soft leather, we will listen to Eliyahu. However, Rabbi Yosef says, "Im Yavi Eliyahu v'yaymer ein chaltsim b'minol shaymin lo." He'll come and say, "Do not do chalitza with a minol." We will listen to him. So the Gemara explains their machlekes is whether l'chatzchila we do chalitza with a minol, this shoe that's made out of soft leather. Rabbi had held l'chatzchila we do not do chalitza with a minol, and therefore he says, if Eliyahu will come tell us not this way that we should do chalitza with a minol, we will listen. And Rabbi Yosef had held, l'chatchila, one could do chalitza with a minol, and therefore he said, if Eliyahu will come and say not to do chalitza with a minol, shaymin lei, we'll listen to him. However, both of them agree that if Eliyahu will come and say, ein chaltzin b'sandal, one cannot do chalitza with a shoe that is made out of the hard leather, ein shaymin lei, everyone agrees, we will not listen even to Eliyahu, shekvar nagu ha'am b'sandal, because the minug of everybody already is to use the sandal made out of hard leather. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in Igris Moshe Chil Gimel Yeridayas Tzimin Kufnun Hei, based on this Gemara, talks about a very interesting shaila. It's a tshuva written to Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal, and over there it sounds like the story was that there were kehanim that were going to medical school, and even though in medical school they had to be busy as far as learning the Chachmas HaRefuah, that they were busy using dead bodies. However, they saw in a certain country that he gave a heter to it, Alt Pikuach Nefesh, because it's an Indian of Pikuach Nefesh. Ramosha says, number one, it's a Dover Pashit, that it's Asa for a Kain to go ahead and be Metame Lemeis, And since this is something which is meforsim b'chala olam, everyone agrees to this and everyone knows about it. So he says, therefore, it's a davar pashut ubar that even if gedolei olam would come and tell us to be mekel, the din is we would not listen to them. He says we find this concept in our sugya, in the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that if Eliyahu would come and say ein chaltzim b'sandal, one cannot do chalitza with the shoe of hard leather. Ein shaymin loy, we don't listen to kvar nagu on the sandal because the minhag already is to use a sandal. Ramesha says it's a davar pashut. The Gemara does not mean that Eliyahu is coming with his ability of nevuah, his koyach hanevuah, and through nevuah he's telling us a halacha. Because that we know, of course, we don't listen because loy b'ashamayim he, a navi is not able to teach us halacha based on nevuah. And like we find in the Gemara earlier on in Yevamos and Daf Yudalid, where the Gemara tells us that even though a baskel went out, it didn't change any difference as far as the halacha is concerned. And therefore, obviously, Pshan, the Gemara is, Eliyahu HaNavi is coming based on his chachma and his galus and learning, and he's telling us that din is, ein chaltzim, the sandal, you cannot use a sandal. And still, we're not going to listen because, kfar nagu ha'am, the sandal. Why does the Gemara choose Eliyahu? Why doesn't it say about a different great chacham who comes? He says, because Eliyahu HaNavi, we know, will come, lasad lavai, like it says in the end of Idyas, and he'll teach us different halachas and answer sfeikais. But still, if he'll tell us the halacha is ein chaltzim b'sandal, we won't listen. So he says, therefore, kol shekein, one cannot be soimach on any person who's mar lahakal when it comes to the tumas kehanim, that they're allowed to be metame lemeis. And he says, as far because they're ready to tamei meisim, and its idea of biguach nefesh, he says, it does not even negate to know who wrote the kuntrist, even if he be a great talmud chacham, it makes no difference. The fact that he could paskin such a thing shows that he doesn't have Torah and chachma in the proper way, because it says in this Gemara that we don't listen once there's a minhag set forth when Klal Yisrael goes ahead and is nagu ha'am b'sandal. Therefore, Ramesha writes to Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal that it was clear to me that these kehanim that were going to university to learn chachmas arafua and they were becoming metami to mason, if they really wanted to know the true halacha, they would have asked Mari Hira, which are Yadua and Klal Yisrael. They wouldn't have found some kuntris to be samech on. And therefore, Ramesha says, I was not in a rush to answer your tshuva because I'm very busy and I didn't feel it was any negea practically anyways. But he says, since you tell me that maybe there are other kehanim that will be drawn in as well to be mekel, so he says, as soon as I got l'ma'ayin ha'kayitz, I got to the place where I stay in the summer, right away, I'm writing you this tshuva to let them know that there is no hetter for kehanim to go ahead to university and be metame l'meisim. And he says they should not confuse us with the fact that we find Rishonim that were Kehanim, who were Raifim, who were doctors. He said they had the ability with their tremendous Kaichlis to learn the entire Chachmas HaRefuah Baal Peh without actually seeing and handling a corpse. And therefore they never touched a mace, and they never were in an oil together with a mace. But Bismanena, that's not possible, and therefore it's Vadei Aser. So he says that he sees in the kuntris that he himself writes that he was bimata al tpikuach nefesh. He says this is a shtus v'hevel. That doesn't make sense. He says even if there be no doctor in the world, there is no halacha mitzah pikuach nefesh. And this is a chiddush Ramesha writes in a few places. There is no din mitzah pikuach nefesh to learn chachmas harafua. The chiyuv pikuach nefesh is that a person has to save someone as much as he's able to. If he's a doctor, he's mechiyuv to heal the person. But there's no chiyuv to learn chachmas harefuah in order to save someone. He says it's similar to tzedakah. No one's going to say that a person, as far as the chiyuv, the obligation of tzedakah, obligates a person to go out and work to make money in order to give tzedakah. But rather, the mitzvah of tzedakah is, once someone has money, it's to give from that money. He says, and besides that, there's no lack of doctors in the world. And therefore, he says, there is no hatter to go ahead for the kehanim to go to university and become tamei l'meisim. Now, the Gemara explains, what indeed is the reason of Rabbah that a min ol chatzchil olay? The ol chatzchil one is not to let it go ahead and use this shoe, which is made out of soft leather. It's because that the upper part of the shoe that goes around the foot is considered me'al raglay, and therefore our raksa, the shoe strap that goes around that part, is me'al de me'al, and the Torah says, v'cholza na'alei me'al raglay, and not me'al de me'al. If so, ask the Gemara, that should be possible even by the Eved. So the Gemara says it must be the psul of Ein Chalitza V'Minos only a derabanan mishamino merufet, because of the concern that since it's made out of soft leather, perhaps it will be ripped. And since it's made out of soft leather, it still could stay on the foot. But when you go ahead and walk with it, it will come off. Inam mishum chatzi mino. The Mela is a din midrabanan not to use the mino. Hashenkin, the sandal, which is hard, there's no mucking for this gzera, because if it rips, it doesn't stay on the foot b'chlal. Taitzis and the Rush point out that this that it says in the Masechta Shabbos that a minnow which is merufet, which is ripped, is kasher b'diavad l'chalitza. That's talking about that it's not entirely ripped. The yavam can still walk around with that shoe, and therefore the din is that it's kasher l'chalitza. Now Rashi explains why indeed is there no issue of me'al de me'al by the case of minnow, if after all you have the upper part and you have the strap going around the upper part. Rashi says because the psul of me'al de me'al just comes to say that after you remove the shoe, it has to be that now the regular is megula, now the foot is revealed. However, taking off two shoes, since you're taking off both shoes, there is no psul of me'al v'lo me'al de me'al. There's a very interesting tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, and Eben Ezer, Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf Dalid. Over there was a Mavucha Gedolah, a big question with the Yavam, who has Ritiyah Gabi Makasa, he has a wound on his foot, and on top of that wound he has a bandage. And after you'll take off the shoe, there will still remain the bandage on the foot. Is there a Psul Chai Gavna of Me'al de Me'al? So this is a tshuva to a Dayan in London, Rav Eilev Grosnas, that he felt that one could be makel with the bandage on the foot of the Yavam, because since the bandage is only on a portion of the foot, a miut part of the foot, the only time we find the psul on a miut is only where there is halacha of chatzitza. But since over here the whole halacha just is me'al v'le me'al de me'al says, when you remove the shoe, it has to be megala the foot. Therefore over here, since it's only on a miktas, it's not considered that the foot was not revealed. The Minchas Yitzchak writes to him that from our sugya, nira mafurish, not what you're saying. Because the Gemara says that as far as the psul me'al de me'al, it'll be mashmir that Gemara understands this psul even on a miyat. Because the Gemara has a havamina to say that minol is possible because it's considered me'al de me'al. Because since going around the top of the shoe, you have the shoe strap, so it's like me'al de me'al, it's like an issue of having two shoes. And the Gemara just problem with that is, if so, it should be apostles even with the Evid. Zak Dayan Weiss, but I see from over here that what's considered me'al de me'al in the Havamina, what's considered two shoes, is even if just the shoe strap is going around the top of the shoe. And still will be included in me'al de me'al, even though the araksa, the shoe strap, only is mechasa, a chelik of the regal. If so, even l'maskana, that we say that the psul of me'al de me'al just comes to say that one has to remove the shoe and then be megala, the foot of the yavam, and therefore even if one has two shoes, one on top of another, if you take off both of them, there is no issue. But as far as deciding of the chalitza, na'alei me'al raglai, remove the shoe from upon his foot, and not, the halacha is, you can't remove a shoe when there remains a shoe me'al raglai. On that, there's no reason to say the Gemara was chayzer from that. In the same way, in the Havamina, we defined it as wearing two shoes. When you have this minol with the araksa, the shoe strap going around it, it's like two shoes, one on top of another, so that should stay l'maskana as well. And therefore, even though it's a miyut, we see clearly, it's still considered that a minol remains. He says also in Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezer, Simen Kuf Samach Tes, we see this way as well. It says over there, Lo yalashim b'minol shechalitza, k'mayish regilim b'min alim shalano, there should not be a tongue on the shoe of chalitza, the same way we are regal to have in our shoes. And the only question the Mefarshim have on this halacha is, that l'maskanas hashas, what should the issue be? Since at the end of the day you're removing both of them, there is no psul according to the maskana of one shoe on top of another. But al-kapanim we see that the Shulchan Aruch considers the fact that there's a tongue and there's a shoe, that already it falls under the category of me'al de me'al, of two min alim, of two shoes. So again we see that even a miyut is still considered like a minol. Zakhtu Mechas Yitzchak, if you're going to ask on one according to what I'm saying, that I'm saying that the psul of me'al de me'al, that one cannot remove a shoe if it's still considered that he's wearing a shoe, and it's still considered that way even if it's just a mere remaining. If so, how will I answer that which it says in Shulchan Aruch in Sif Chavav, you know, Haminol shall raglik yushu yachayf, the person, the Yavam, should put on the shoe of Chalitza when he's barefoot, the loyal bati shukayim, not on top of socks, shaloyehe me'al de me'al, in order that should not be an issue of me'al de me'al. And it says as well in Shulchan Aruch, mitam zeh yesh medaktikin, lerchaitz ragli hayamini yafa yafa. Because of this issue of me'al de me'al, some are medaktik to wash the foot of the Yavam very well, to get off any dirt. And the Beis Shmuel writes over there in Tzivkat and Chafei, at this that it says, Lerchaitz haregel is only a chumra ba'alma. So Dayan Grosnus brought a raya from here that we see that there is no psul of chatzitza when it comes to chalitza, since it's only on a miyat of the foot. Because if there will be a psul chatzitza by chalitza as well, we know that dirt when it comes to tefillah, l'mashal, where is the psul chalitza, it's mevor in yeridea simin kuptza nechess sif memchess, that avada dirt on the foot is an issue. And from the fact that it says over here in the Beis Shmuel that it's only a chumra to take the dirt off by a yavam, so we see that there is no psul chatzitza when it comes to the shoe of chalitza. Zakbim chas yitzlach l'chayr, according to what I'm saying, however, in a chanami, granted there is no psul chatzitza, but according to what I'm saying, that even on a miyat there could be a potential problem of me'al de me'al, so if so, it should be possible over here, me'ikir adin. On this, Dayan Weiss says it's not shver, because he holds that what the Mechaber says, when he says, lirchitz yafe yafe, and on this the Beis Shmuel says, the chumra ba'alma, he just means this point, that you have to wash it very, very well. The vada, that's a chumra. In other words, me'ikir adin, you just have to look at the foot, and if it doesn't seem there's anything on the foot, that's good enough. But the Beis Shmuel does not mean to say that the whole din to be reichitz, and entirely is just a chumra ba'alma. And therefore, Dayan Wright says that as far as the ratia, the issue with the bandage on the foot of the yavam, that when after, even after the yavamo will remove his shoe, the bandage will still be there on the foot, he says he feels it's totally in makvid. That it, as well as the negay of the psul of me'al de me'al, we find this nafkamina if the person is makvid on the thing or not. Like the paiskim write, as far as a sandal shall eitz, if you have a sandal made out of wood and it's covered over with leather, the din is that it's kasher when the turim biyachad, when they're sewn together because it's batel, like it says in the Mordechai. Memela hu adin, kozman, the person is not makbid, the din is that things are batel. And even though b'negeya tefillah were machmer when it comes to ratia, when it comes to bandage, however, if it's impossible to take off the bandage, and by taking it off one's going to rip skin, and there's a tsar gadol, and according to the doctors, the person, this yavam, should have the bandage on for 3 to 4 months. Dayan Weiss says one could be mekel, and so writes the Ksav Sefer in Chelek Yerideya, Simen Tzadi Aleph, Benegeya Tefillah of a woman, that calls man the doctor, put on a bandage on top of a makkah for his man katsa, for a set amount of time, that it should not be removed during that time. So until the end of that time, it's nichnas begeder, that like kapid, they're not makbid on having that on the skin. And therefore, he says, if there's a chashash igun, that the yavam is going away, and she's not going to be able to get her chalitza, so even if he has a bandage on top of his makkah, one is allowed to do the chalitza process, she removes his shoe, even though on his bare foot there still remains this bandage. We're going to move now on to another inyan. The Russian R. Siger writes, the halacha, we paskin that minol chatchil loy chatchil, one does not use the shoe that's made out of soft leather. However, ha'inna she'ein sandal matzaveinenu. Today in our day and age, the Rush writes, we don't have this sandal, this hard leather shoe, matzaveyas. Nagu am v'minol, so the minog of people is to use the minol. Now when Chubas Rebbe Kiv Eger, Chelik Zayin, Simon Memvav, he brings down from his son Rav Wolf, who was ma'ayr on the shita of Rav Haigain. Because in Tor and Chai Shemishvat Simen Aleph, the Tor brings down the member of Rabbi Yirmiya from Sanhedrin on Daf Zayin on the Beis, where the Gemara darshins Asher Tosim Lefneim, that one should place these things in front of the Dayanim, Eilu Kli Dayanim. The Gemara darshins, this is referring to the different Kalim utensils that need to be used by Dayanim. Makol, a stick, a ritsua, a whip, minol, a shoe, a shayfar, and a shayfar. Now when Rav Hai quotes this Gemara, Rav Haigan writes, Bezdin sarv shiyele b'mzumun b'maisha Bezdin. A Bezdin must have prepared for themselves b'maisha Bezdin at the place of the Bezdin. Makol, a stick lirdais by to hit people with. Ritzua, lahalkais by ritzua for regular malkas. A makol is for makas mardas. Rashi in Sanhedrin says, v'shayfer lindais by, and a shayfer must be prepared for chayrim. When someone is placed in chayrim, there's a blowing of the shayfer. However, what the glaring omission is, the Rav Haigan does not quote that one needs a minhal as well, lachleitz bay. One has to have a minhal prepared in Bezdin to for chalitza purposes. The Bach and the Drisha already are matmiya on Rav Haigan. Why did he leave out the minhal? Rikveger says, now was nischadish to me a very beautiful answer to this question. Really, we need to be medaktik, first and foremost, on the Lashon HaTor. The Torah writes that the Bezdin must have a minhal in the Bezdin Matzli. After all, in the Sugya and Sanhedrin, if one looks on Zion of Beis, the Gemara over there mentions that the Bezdin needs a sandal. Pshat in the Torah, however, is that since the Rosh's father writes that today the sandal is not Matzli Vayas, therefore we use a minhal instead. So even though really minhal chatchil olai, but since we have no choice, therefore we use a minhal. Therefore the Torah writes down that the Bezdin has the minhal prepared. However, Zakhtar Rikiv Eger, now we found a Pesach opening where we could say Rav Haigain argues with the Torah on this Nakuda. That Rav Haigain holds, since Saif Kol Saif, this that we use a minhal b'zman hazeh is only a bidyeved, since we don't have with us a sandal. If so, that's only a svara. At the time when chalitza takes place, if we don't have a sandal, so we go ahead and use a minhal. However, l'chatchila to be kaveya in the maishav of Bezdin, a minhal, which is a bidyeved, we're not kaveya. Perhaps we will get a hold of a sandal. It's not mistabra to go ahead be kaveya. L'chatchila in Bezdin, we should have a minhal ready to be used. A minhal is only a bidyeved type of thing. And therefore, Rav Haigain indeed is mashmit the word minhal. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "Amar Rav, ilav the chamisei lechavivei the chalitz b'sandal the isla shinsin. If not for the fact I saw chavivei go ahead and use a sandal which has shoelaces, anolei av chalitzna ela b'sandal the taya the mihadik tvei. I would have just used a sandal of a taya of an Arab. The mihadik tvei was a certain type of sandal which was very tight. The haidi don af al gav the isbechum rasa katrinim be misna." And our shoe, even though it has chumrasa, it has something which makes it nice and tight. Afilach, we go ahead and we tie a rope around it as well. Ki hechid tihavi chalitza samal yasa. In order that should be a proper chalitza. Taisus brings down from the Yerushalmi in Parak Mitzvah Chalitza, Ketzer u'aisa. How is the procedure done? Kaishrei ache yachal l'halach by me'elav. You tie it around the yavam's foot until he's able to walk with it normally. Rav Chanina braid there behil amar aimvai. Rav Chanina, the son of Hill, would say that you make a slip knot, in order that the Yavama should be able to undo it with just one hand. Ketzani aisa, how does she do it? Matirase biyamin, first she unties the shoelaces with her right hand. Vitaifsase bismol, then she grasps the shoe with her left hand. Vishaimetes eka biyamin. Then she goes ahead and removes the heel from the shoe with her right hand, v'gayrasay v'smoil, and continues to drag it with the left hand, achete atara v'chalitza b'yamin. This way, both the untying of the shoelaces and the main part of the chalitza, removing it from the heel, are both done with the right hand of the yavama. Taisa says, however, our minhag is likshar heita v'kesher gamer, to make the shoelaces tied with a proper knot. The Gam Tsar Shatatirena Biyada Hayaman is Lafiya Yishalmi. According to the Yishalmi, she has to untie the shoelaces with her right hand. Zaktaisis, even though we generally only find the psul of the left associated with the foot of the yavan, that it cannot be on the yavan's left foot. However, when it comes to the hand, it's Kashadu Chalitza, even Bismol. And after all, the Gemara says later on, and Daf Kufei Amar Aleph, that Ikidemes, a Yavama who does not have hands, Chiletis Bishinel, she could do the Chalitza with her teeth. Mashman, there is no psul. She doesn't do it with her right hand, but al kopanim l'chatchila, she should go ahead and do it with her right hand. However, b'kivei eger and gilui nashas is mitzayin to the words of Taisus and Masechtas Chul and Daf Kaf Amud Aleph, where Taisus over there, the Rimas Lolem Ute, writes b'taych dvarav that perhaps smile is worse than shame. Using the left hand is worse than using the teeth. He said, like you find by chalitza, that though a isha is allowed to go ahead and do the chalitza with her teeth, however, in the Yishalmi is mashma, that she do it with her left hand, that will be worse. So we have here a machlekes between Taisus and Yevamis and Taisus and Chulin. Taisus and Yevamis hold the same way the teeth is kasher, so who adin with the left hand is kasher. And Taisus, however, in Chulin holds that doing it with the left hand is worse. The Birchas Avram explains the side of the machlekes over here is how to look at the problem of using the left hand. Is there a new psul of using the left hand? Or is the chesaron just that it lacks yamin? So Taisus over here in Yevamis holds that there's no noop soul of using the left hand. The only chesaron is that it lacks yamin. And from the fact that the teeth is okay, even though it's not yamin, so who had in the left hand? Ashangin Taisus and Chulin understand that there's a noop soul called smile. And there was this question that was sent to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, brought down in Shiloh Shechivus to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Tinyana Simon Aleph, from Rem Zunvul, the Avbez and the Il Kadaisha of Valston. The story was with the Yavama that she was missing a bone from her thumb in her right hand. And because of this, that she's not able to go ahead and untie shoelaces using her right hand. The question was, are they allowed to go ahead and use a shoe for chalitza, which is adak barago, which stays on the Yavam's foot? However, there are no shoelaces. And to be simuch on the Yesh Ayrim and Shulchan Aruch, and have another Simon Kuf Samach Tesef, Katan Lama Gimel, which comes from a Shuba Sarash, that as long as the shoe is very tight on the foot of the Yavam, it does not need to have shoelaces. As far as the removal of the shoe itself, that she would be able to do with the right hand. Rikvega writes that he holds that in this case, there's a better Eitza, that she should go ahead and use a regular Chalitza shoe, but she should just untie the shoelaces with her left hand. Like we say, Gidemes is Chaletz Bishinel. Because in this case, that it's Iafshar with the Yad Yamin, so it should not be any worse using the left hand, which is not worse than using the teeth. Rabbi Kivega Bavarns, even though Tais and Chulun Daf Chaf is Mashman 1 Teretz, that only Shinayim is good, however, Smoil is worse. However, since from Tais and Yavamis and the Rashid's Mavur, that they hold that the Iker is to be Madama the left hand to the Shinayim, and since Bidieva the left hand is Kasher, so since over here it's like Afsha, we don't have a different Eitzit, it's like Bidieva, and therefore it should be done this way Chatchila. Dr. Kveger, but you might ask on me, perhaps it's not called Iasher Biyamin, because after all, we have the Shita Sarash who holds that if you have a shoe with no shoelaces, that's a Chatchila Kasher. And if you do it like that, she could remove the shoe using her right hand. Dr. Kveger, therefore the Eitz he feels is, use a Chalitza shoe which is extremely tight, and have shoelaces as well. So like this, your Yaitze according to everybody, let her remove the shoelaces using her left hand, and then let her remove the shoe itself using her right hand. So Mimanushach, according to the Rush, Dalmei Hacha the shoelaces, forgetting about the shoelaces, it's a Kasher Chalitza is just the removal of the shoe itself, and that she's doing with her right hand. And according to the other Shitas, since you can't do it with her right hand, the actual untying of the shoelaces, so therefore it is Kasher B'smoil, and therefore this is the perfect Eitza. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara teaches us, Am Rav Yehuda Marav Hataras Yevamu L'shuk, Vishmitas Raiva Ekev. The hetter of the Yavama to now she could go ahead and get married Lashuk is as soon as she removes most of the shoe from the heel of the Yavam. Ask the Gemara from a Braisa where it says that if the shoelaces were already untied or Shamat Roiv Haregel, the shoe was already taken off mostly by the man, so then she just does the last finishing touches, the Chalitza is Pasul. Mashma, however, if she would go ahead and do that same thing, remove most of the shoe, the chalitza will be kosher, but the Braisa yet talks about Reiv HaRegel. Most of the foot, Mashma, Reiv the Eka, most of the heel is not good enough. And that the Gemara answers, Reiv HaRegel is the same thing as Reiv HaEkev. And the reason why Reiv HaEkev is referred to as Reiv HaRegel is because that's where the person puts his main support on, and therefore it has a status like Reiv HaRegel. The Gemara then brings out an interesting question from Rav Yanai, Karase Mahu, Sarfasa Mahu. What's the halacha if the Yavama goes ahead and rips off the shoe of Chalitza, rips it and therefore falls off? Or she burns it, she throws a hot coal and burns off the shoe. Gilui kara v'inu v'ha'ika, do we say that the yisayda Chalitza is to reveal the foot and that you have? Aydama Chalitza v'inu v'leika, perhaps you need an actual removing of the shoe and that you don't have. The Gemara ends off with a teiku. The Gemara then brings down Bomi Ne'erim Nechemi Mirab. Nechemi had the following question from Rabba: what about two shoes, one on top of another? Gemara says, Hechi dami, what's the case? If you remove the top one and the bottom one is still there, so that is possible because me'al amarachmana v'loy me'al de me'al. Gemara explains, we're talking about karasi li'ilai v'shaflasi l'tatai v'kai ilai. You ripped the top one, you removed the bottom one, but the top material still remains on top. Do we say chalitza v'ina v'ha'ika, there was a removal, or perhaps you need gili kara to reveal the actual foot, and that you don't have because the top shoe is still covering over the foot. Now it's very interesting because the Rambam, in Perek Dalum Hilchas Chalitza, Halacha Chaf Aleph, writes the second suffix different than we have it in our sugya. Rambam first quotes the first ibai, karasa minol me'al raglei, if she ripped the shoe off his foot, aisha sarfasai, or she burnt it off, then he brings down this other case, or if the yavam was wearing two shoes, the chaltzah el yain, and she removed the top one, afal pisha karaha tachtein, achin is gala radle, even though she ripped the bottom one until his foot became revealed, hareza chalitza psula, it is a pasul chalitza. Because since it's a suffix in the Gemara, whether this is good, sveke deraisa is l'chumra. The Lecha Mishnah writes that the Rama Mulcher had a different girsa than our Gemara. The Rambam's girsa was shalfasil ilai v'karasil etatai, that she had removed the top shoe and she ripped the bottom shoe, thereby revealing his foot. And the question of the Gemara was chalitza b'ina b'leika, do you need that should be that you remove the bottom layer and that you don't have aydilma gili kara v'ina, or perhaps just revealing the foot is enough. If you're going to ask like the Lecha Mishnah, then according to the Rambam, that seems to be the very same question that we asked originally. When she burns it off or rips the shoe, where there's gili kara, there's revealing the foot, but there's no action of chalitza, perhaps you can say a chiddush like the Lecha Mishnah that the Rambam held, that the extra chiddush of this ibay is, since there was actually a removal at least of the top shoe, perhaps that would suffice. The Me'el HaZak the Lecha Mishnah to Mistabra, like this girsa of the Rambam, because according to the other girsa, that what took place was, you went ahead and you ripped the top and removed the bottom, and the foot is still covered over by the top shoe. If so, it's not similar to the other two ibayis of burning off the shoe where the foot at the end of the day is revealed, or ripping the shoe where at the end of the day the foot is revealed. However, the Lecha Mishnah is a little bit hard to understand this, that he's saying that it's more mistaber like the girsas of Rambam, because it's more daima, because it's not all Rav Yanai who's asking all three ibayis. The first two ibayis, Enechanami, mistaber, the same type of ibay, Rav Yanai asked them both, as one ibay, what's the din if one burns the shoe or one rips the shoe? So mistaber is talking about the same type of case where there was no actual removal of the shoe, but there was just gilui kara, and the question is that enough? However, this ibay was not asked by Rav Yanai, but rather by someone else, and therefore, who's to say that there has to be the same type of ibay? That's just a little bit of a tzarech in on the Lecha Mishnah. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara tells us, Amr Yehuda Marab, Yavama Sheikdil Beno Achim, Utaris Linasdil Achim in Achim. A Yavama who grew up amongst the brothers of her dead husband is allowed to go ahead and get married to one of them. And we're not chayshish, perhaps one time she removed a shoe from one of them, and therefore there should be an issue that there was already a chalitza done. And once the chalitza is done, Chanel, she is possible to marry the person, Isser of Lo Yibana. According to the Lishna Kama, even if we see the removal of the shoe, we are not chayshid. According to the Kedami, however, the Gemara, the only reason we are not concerned is only because we don't see the removal of a shoe. However, the Gemara says, if we would see her removing a shoe of one of them, then we would be chayshid. Now, even though there's a din that kavana is needed in order for chalitza to be a good chalitza, the Gemara says that's only lashturi la'alma, that's only to be matter her to the world. However, as far as the psul becoming pasul to the one who chalitza was done with, that becomes pasul even without kavana. So the pashtus mashmais of the Gemara is that as far as the psul is concerned, even without kavana l'shem chalitza, the removal of the shoe itself creates this psul. Now the Rambam paskins like the Lishna Basra. He paskins in the fourth parak of Yibum, Halacha Chaf Ches, that if we see shechaltza sandal mi'al gavi ragli shel'echa nifsila, if we see or remove a shoe from the foot of one of them, it should become pasul. However, the Pella is that the Rambam adds, the reason is because shema niskavna l'chalitza. Perhaps she had in mind l'shem chalitza. According to the Ika de Amri, the halacha is, the Gemara seems to come out, that one does not need kavana to create the psul. And so asked the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah answers in one shot that the Rambam learned Pshat the Gemara different than what would have seemed to be the Pashtus. This that the Gemara says, Lahatr needs Kavana, but Psul does not need Kavana, the Gemara means to say that to be Matil Shuk, you need the Kavana, both the Yavam and the Yavama. However, to Aser her, as long as she is Mechavan, that is enough to create a Psul. And therefore the Gemara says that we're Chayshu over here, if she removes the Shu, Emich Enichanami, we're not Chayshu, that both of them had Kavana, but as far as making the Psul, where it's Tali and just her having Kavana, that we are Chayshid happened. Gemara tells us further, Amar Yehuda Marav, Sandal Atofer B'Pishtan, a sandal which is sewn with linen, Ein Choltzumbay, one cannot use it for Chalitza, Shenemar, Ben Alech Tachash. I will place you with a shoe of Tachash. Tachash is an animal with leather. Ask the Gemara of Eima Tachash in Midi Achirin Alay, if there's this T'nai that one needs a Tachash, so perhaps one should only allow to make a chalitza shoe out of this animal of tachash, which was used in the times of the Mishkan, a very colorful animal, a cut with a colorful hide. On that, the Gemara says, now, Rebbe, I have an extra now to tell me that other materials as well are kosher. If so, ask the Gemara, if now is marva, so even kol milinami, everything should be kosher. The Gemara says, imkin tachash mayahanile. If so, what is tachash coming to teach me? Rashi brings down two pshatim. What is the metzius of this case of a sandal that's tafer b'pishtan that's sewed with linen? Rashi's first pshat is it's a regular shoe made out of leather, just the inside has an inner side linen lining being sewed in. Or according to the second pshat of Rashi, tafer b'pishtan means it's a regular leather shoe, but just the stitches are made out of linen thread. Now the Torah brings down an Evan Ezer, Simen Kuf Samach Tes, B'Shem the Ramah, that a shoe which is tougher of a pishtan, a shoe which is just sewn together with linen threads, is possible even b'di'evid. Beis Yosef says the makar of the shita is from our Gemara, and he understands like the second pshat of Rashi, that even just sewing the shoe with threads of linen, that itself is a psul. And he feels that since the Gemara brings down a pasuk van alech tachash, that a shoe is dafka something comprised like similar to tachash, with the hide, leather of an animal, and therefore one cannot go ahead and use linen to hold it together as its thread. Now the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Samach Tes Sif Tes Vav writes that the minol indeed needs to be totally made out of leather. The minog is that even the threads that are used to hold it together should be made entirely out of leather. The Ramah adds that Yesh Paislin Af B'di'evit, this is the sheet of the Torah B'Shem the Ramah. The like Yesh Aymrim, not like the Yesh Aymrim that holds it, Bizmana Zeh, that most shoes are tougher with Pishtan, therefore B'davka should be sewed with Pishtan with linen. Rakopan and the Ritzuais, Chanarl continues, the shoelaces do not need to be made out of leather. However, Yesh Aymrim, that even the shoelaces of the Chalitza shoe should be made out of leather, V'chei Noigan, and so is the Minuk. Now Taisus brings down Mishem Rabbeinu Tam, that from our Gemara, Rabbeinu Tam would say that the shoe of Chalitza has to be made specifically from leather of a behemoth tahira animal, which is a kosher animal. Because since it refers to a shoe as tachash, analech tachash, and the Gemara in Shabbos, on Chavches Mebeiz Mevur, that the tachash was a chaya tahira, was a kosher animal, so therefore it has to be similar to tachash, the Chalitza shoe must be from a kosher animal. Taisus himself argues on Rabbeinu Tam that one does not have to be makbid on this, and it will be kasher if chalitza is done with a shoe made out of behemah tmeya as well. Now in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Samach Tes Sif Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch writes, that yesh aymul chatchila, we make a chalitza shoe out of our behemah tahira. The Ramah adds that even the shoelaces, the ritzuas as well, and the threads are also made dafka out of an animal which is behemah tahira, and so is the minug. And this is Alpi what the Beis Yosef writes. The Beis Yosef himself is matmi on the Torah, that the Torah does not even bring down the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. He says, because it's not only Rabbeinu Tam Shita, but many Rishonim hold that way, and he doesn't understand why the Torah left it out. So Mel Beis Yosef himself in Shulchan Aruch does paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, the minhag is to make a shoe out of a kosher animal. Now the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Samach Tes Sif Katan Lam and Gimel explains further the Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. He says the aside of Rabbeinu Tam is Rabbeinu Tam's understanding that the Torah is being megala to us that there's the din of minamut b'ficha. We know that mitzvahs have to be associated, for example, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzahs, have to be made out of dafka, an animal which is kosher. Zakta Aruch HaShulchan, Enechanami, if the Tanai Menamotu B'Ficha would be limited only to things that have Dibur Kedusha written on them, like Tefillin, Mezuzahs. So if so, Avada, that would not be passed, that would not make sense to apply it to the shoe of Chalitza. However, since we find that when it comes to a shayfer of a behema tmeya is possible to be used, like the Ran writes in the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah, and so is paskin in Arachayim and Tzimin Tavkuf Peivav, so we see that even when it comes to any mitzvah, not dafka things that have Dibur Kedusha written on them, there's also a tnai, minamutu b'ficha, that has to be on a kosher animal. If so, chalitza as well, the shoe of chalitza needs to be used with a dafka kosher animal. Now, though we find that walls of a sukkah are kosher even from a behemah tmeya, like the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Chof Gimel talks about making a sukkah wall out of a pill, out of an elephant. Zakta Aruch HaShulchan, the nafkamina is, when it comes to walls of a sukkah, even though midaraisa you need walls, but walls are kosher even from something which is growing from the ground, which is daimen, even something which is no life to it, and therefore a pill can't be any worse than that. It doesn't make sense to apply the concept minamutu b'ficha. Minamutu b'ficha is when we're talking about an animal, something which could be eaten. So there's a tnai, something which could be eaten that needs to be used for a mitzvah has to be a type of animal which is kosher. Mashenkin shayf, which needs to come from a living animal. So therefore there's a tnai minamutu b'ficha. Zogdar HaShokh, when Ramele Rabbeinu Tam says, Enechanami, if the shoe of chalitza will be kosher from any material, so then it would not make sense to apply the concept of a minamutu b'ficha. You don't dafka need an animal. But since Chazal learned out, tafrei b'pishtin is possible, using linen is possible because you need dafka, material of a baal chai, of a living animal, and that which you learn out from tachash, it has to be dafka, a living animal, so it makes sense to apply the yisayin of minamutu b'ficha, and therefore the shoe must dafka be made out of a kosher animal.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.